and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. You know, we live in such a beautiful state. Wherever we look, we're surrounded by mountains. We've got amazing lakes and rivers. And during the winter, we get snow, which allows us to do totally different types of outdoor activities. We're so blessed by all of this nature around us, and we need to take advantage of it. We're usually so focused on our busy lives with work and school and family that we forget to look at what's around us. But now that it's summer and you might have a little more free time with your family, maybe you can spend time together doing things outside and develop a greater appreciation for the outdoors. Have you ever watched a sunrise? Whenever we would travel, my husband would always wake up early in the morning and watch the sunrise wherever we were. He wanted to see what the sunrise in every different place looked like. I asked him if there was any difference between them, and he said yeah, but that they were each beautiful in their own way. So it didn't matter whether we were in San Francisco or New York or Puerto Rico or California, the sunrise was always beautiful. Something as simple as getting up early to watch the sunrise or sitting outside in the afternoon to watch the sunset can help you find a greater appreciation of everything that God has created for us. I'd like to think that He paints every sky and every sunset or sunrise for us. A while back, I went with some friends to go night owl listening in southern Utah. We'd purchased a tour with a tour guide and drove into the mountains. And when we got there, there were about 50 other people, and I didn't realize it was that big of a thing, you know, to go listening for night owls at night, but I guess it was. But we all started hiking up the mountain, and in complete darkness, we had to keep our flashlights low so that we wouldn't scare the owls or any of the animals there. And we walked for about an hour, and I can't even tell you how many different kinds of animals I heard during that hike. At the end, our tour guide invited us to sit quietly and just to listen, and he told us to take in all of the different sounds and the different smells and to take in the sound of the river nearby and the waterfall. And I really loved that experience, and it really allowed me to step away from myself for a bit and just to take in everything that nature had for me. Sometimes you just need to unplug from the world and look at everything that God has designed for you. Doing activities in nature gives you a chance to see God's creations, which testify of Him. Like Elder M. Russell Ballard said, "All the marvels of nature are glimpses of His divine power and expressions of His love." You can gain a greater appreciation of the outdoors even in your own backyard. You can plant a garden of whatever you like, either flowers, vegetables, fruit, or herbs. As a family, learn to plant a garden together. Let your children learn what a seed is and what it needs in order to grow. Allow them to do the actual work so that they can appreciate it. And while you're at it, you can also use this time to relate what you're doing to the gospel and to just life. When I was in Young Women's, I attended a camp one summer with all of the other young women in our church, and one of the activities that we had one night was the chance to watch a meteor shower. We'd heard on the news that there would be one that night, and so we all prepared and climbed to the highest hill we could find and laid on our backs and watched the stars. I was so overwhelmed by how many stars there were, each one bright and beautiful. I laid there and watched as the shooting stars took off and tried to follow them with my eyes for as far as I could see them. It was one of the most beautiful things that I'd ever seen. Take advantage of the warm nights and go lay out with your family. Watch the stars and learn the different constellations. Teach your kids how to spot a shooting star or a galaxy or a different planet. There are so many simple things that you can do outside, like having dinner in your backyard or building sandcastles at the beach. No matter where you live, you have been given a beautiful background, so make good use of it. If you're not an outdoorsy person like myself, step out of your comfort zone, go on a hike, or try fishing for the first time. Get yourself out there this summer and gain a new appreciation for what the earth has to offer. Remember, everything that surrounds us was created for us, but most importantly, everything is meant to testify of Him. Whether it's the stars in the sky, or the sunrise, or the seed in the earth, it all represents Him. I found a great scripture in the Bible that says, "Yet he did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and goodness." Satisfying your heart with food and gladness. Set aside some time in your daily life to go outside, even if it's just in your backyard or a walk to the park or around your neighborhood. Notice what's around you. Take in the air, take in the smell of the flowers and the plants. Just take time to appreciate nature and the outdoors, and it will also help you appreciate God and His love for you. Thank you for listening today. Let me know what you thought about today's show by leaving a comment below. There are also some great videos on MormonChannel.org about nature and God's creations that you can check out. Tune in every Monday through Friday for uplifting and inspirational messages.